Hello again. Okay, back to Ephesians chapter 6, from verse 10 to 18. I'm speaking on spiritual warfare and how important it is to know your enemy, to know how Jesus did spiritual warfare. Matthew 4, super eye-opening. And Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. When the Bible has words that repeat itself, such as this one, it says stand, 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 about four several times. We need to pay attention to that, because that is God's way of showing us how we do spiritual battle. In this word, in this scripture, the elements of the armor of God, were to put on the whole armor, has different elements, and it tells us why. Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against things that we can't see, against powers and rulers that are wicked in the heavenly places. There's three levels to heaven. There's the highest heaven. The Bible talks about it in 1 Timothy chapter 6. It talks about it. That's where God dwells, where there's unapproachable light. You cannot approach there if you're human, not unless God protects you, like the Apostle Paul, who somehow was taken up there and he got to hear things that no human were supposed to hear and be able to repeat. The highest heaven is where God dwells. No evil, no impurity dwells there. The second heaven is the realm between the the universe, the planets, the higher atmosphere that we can't touch or smell or feel. That is the area where the enemy and his 1/3 of the angels were thrown down. So they dwell from the second heaven all the way down to below the earth, which we'll talk about that in another, according to the Bible, what that entails. But that is where they are supposed to be. And the first heaven is the birds, the air that we breathe, the ground, and that's the first heaven. And the enemy and his demons and spirits, they run to and fro on this earth, and we can talk about it. The Bible, the book of Job speaks on it, but that is the breakdown. It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. They're spiritual bodies. They're persons without bodies. They want to dwell in bodies, and if they can't find a body to dwell in, open doors to them, they will dwell in animals. But otherwise, we can't see them, but we can know the motives behind a person and how their actions are. If they don't know Christ, they're very open to demonic spiritual entities, which are persons without bodies. So I want to break that down first and make sure you understand. Because when I understood that, I understood why people came against me or would treat me in such a manner. And I'm just like, what did I do to them? But anyway, I'm just going to be myself here. I'm going to speak the word of God, and I'm going to break it down so simple that anybody can understand. So if you hear me make a mistake, just put it out of your mind. Just understand that I'm here to preach and teach and to bring God's word, prophetic word. So this is the full armor of God is several pieces. And in the next recording, I'm going to break down each piece and how you use it and how you stand. And it'll be a series. And I will continue to hammer on this and show how Jesus did it. And I'll be back, okay? All right. See you soon.